You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We know there's a din called Chatzi Shir. Right? There's an issa called Chatzi Shir. That's what we paskin. Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. Right? Somebody told me that an elder yid many years ago that when he was in Satmar, learning by the Satmar Rav, and Satmar Rav at Yeshiva, so by the Chassidim, they call, we call a Shir in Yeshivas means a Shir, you know, a Shir, class, lahavdol. And by the Hungarish, a shir means learning, you know. Chob ha-shir mit yenem, you know. I'm learning, you're looking like it's poshut, right? Pushut, right? Hungarians say that. That's, you're learning with someone. Chob ha-shir mit yenem. That's my, it's not a shir. We don't call it a shir. It means I'm learning with someone. So the Satmar Rav used to forhear the boys on Chumash Rashi of the week. They have to know Chumash Rashi, right? So if a person would, you know, not do the whole thing, the Satmar Rav would go, Chutz yishir usum min ha-teira. You know, he says you can't. You have to prepare totally. So there's a din of chatzi shir. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. There's a svara. Comes along the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Oichel min hachametz atzma bePesach kol shehu hareze osu min haTorah shenema lo yeochel chametz." Rambam Muvasan comes up that there's a new iser by chametz of chatzi shir. And all the Gnei Sekem asked, "What do you need a pasuk for?" You have the algemein or the general din of Chatzi Shir Asum HaTorah. That we'll put on the side. He says, but you're not chayiv, karis, carbon, anything, unless you have a kazayas. But the Rambam says, is this a Chatzi Shir, and why do you need a pasuk for? And how do you see from the pasuk? So as far as why you need it, so that already be kivega, the night of Behuda performed, the quotes of the night of Behuda, say there could be a practical nafkamina, because the issa of Chatzi Shir is chazi litztarufei. What is Chazi Tzerufei? So it's a big shallow what that means. Chazi Tzerufei, not just the words. It's fitting to be mitzarif. That means, how could you say only kazayas is also? If you eat half a kazayas, there's nothing wrong with it, and then you eat another half kazayas, you're not over because you had a half a kazayas, you're over because you had a whole kazayas. So that whole thing is part of the issa, right? Because it could be part of that issa. So lamashal, that's why some say, for instance, walking less than dalet amis, right? So the question is there an issa chatzi shir if you walk less than dalet amis? So many say no. Why? Because as soon as you stop, right, and you do another two amis, you'll never be chayiv. By eating and other isurim, let's say, so when you eat a chatzi shir, and you eat a chatzi shir, so you have a kedei achilas pras, you have a zman, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter now. So now, lemafreya, that was part of the issa. But it'll be a mevatel. The others say, no, but that's not pshat and chatzi shir. Pshat and chatzi shir is that if you'll take a half, you might take a whole. You walk two amas, you might do four. You might forget yourself. No, you're saying, so I'll walk two amas, it's mutter. It is. Midrais, not midraban. I'll walk two, but you might walk four. So then, chazi tzufa has a different understanding. It's like a gedder. So if you say that the gedder is because Lemafrey, it's part of the Isser, therefore you could say that there's a difference if you eat the last minute of Pesach. What if the person eats the last second of Pesach? If he's going to eat another half of Kazayis, it's only Ice Pesach. If you say the Svaras know that the Pshat is, you might, if you eat a half, you might eat a whole at the same time, it's still the same gather. If the Pshat is, what I did now you can't say is Mutter, because do another one, you'll see it's part of an Isser. But if it's never be part of an issue, what I did now. But if you say it's a gedder, I might come to eat a whole thing, then it's also. So they want to tie it to the Rambam, that's the nafkamin. Okay. And the question is, but where the Rambam got it from? What's the pasuk exactly? Which we'll get to later. So in other Yisurim, let's say Yom Kippur, Taka, this nafkamin, true. In Yom Kippur, it will be mutter to eat the last minute, Rabbi Kivega says. But the Raisa, if you can figure out the last second, you want to eat less than a kosevis, you could. But Pesach, you can't. That would be the nafkamina. Okay, now, the Mishra Melech right there brings, actually, a question that was talked about by many Gedolim, whether, just like you say, there's an issa of Chatzi Shir, is there a mitzvah of Chatzi Shir? What's the example? The example is, let's say a person is somewhere stranded and he happens to have a half a kazayas, meaning less than a kazayas of matzah. Is there an inyan to eat that matzah, that kazayas? And tshuva questions that are asked already in the 1600s, but Moshe Feinstein, when they asked him this, it's printed in the tshuva, he said, how could you not? He says, like, what's the shayla? How could you not? Right? How could How does, you know, a person sitting there on Pesach, he has no chametz or matzah, all they have is half kazayas, how could you not eat it? But of course, the question is more, is there a mitzvah? You mechuyev to go ahead and do it. The Mishumel clears his shayla. In other words, if it's by Isurim, so I think the Chidah says, meet the type of meet Ruby Peronius. If a hefesh, the Torah says a hefesh here is also, a hefesh here should be some kind of mitzvah. Would you make a bracha? This is hard to understand, but a lot of the poskim will talk about this. The Shvus Yankov, once a tiny, you might make a bracha even. You can't make al achilas matzah, because achilas matzah is a kazais. Al mitzvah matzah, which is a chiddush. We didn't get the right to make a new bracha. Just like there's an issa of chatzis sheir, there's a mitzvah of chatzis sheir. You take a lul of chatzis sheir, and somebody will bring you another lul of chatzis sheir, or let's say, you know, instead of two tvach, you can't put the two together. So, but over here, if you eat a half a sheir and you add half a sheir, so it makes an issa. So maybe if you eat a half a sheir and you eat a half a sheir, it's a mitzvah. So the first, in other words, when I eat matzah, what if a person will eat a half a kazayis matzah before the nighttime and a half a kazayis matzah into night? Of course, he's not yotze the mitzvah. But if he eats it on Pesach, yotze from the first half of kazayis, right? So the pshat is each part is kazayis. Taking a 2 minim, a guy only has a lul of an esrik. So that's not called chatzi shir, of course. Is the mitzvah matzah, or is the mitzvah called chatzi shir? Which means, what's the issa? He's saying really the child, when you eat a chatzi shir, are you eating an issa of chatzi shir of chel? Let's put it this way. Let's say a person is sick, Rechmal Tzlan. The doctor says he has to eat. In front of him is chelev and nevela. How much, what does he eat? Nevela, because nevela is a malchus. Chelev is what? Is kares. That's a din. Machinos a kalkal chilo. What if a guy has a half a kazayas of chelev and a half a kazayas of nevela? So Chaim Oizer found a Ramban that has this shayla and taras adam. And in one side he says it doesn't really matter. What's the pshat in the Ramban on that side? Because the same issa. The issa is called chatzis shir. It's not a new issa, chatzis shir of nevela, chatzis shir of... It's not the issa of chatzis shir of nevela. It's the issa called chatzis shir. So maybe the mitzvah is, you mekayim a mitzvah called chatzis shir. So that's the shayla. So the Shvus Yankiv, we're not going to go to answer the Shvus Yankiv because we've done another shir. Those who remember, remember. Those who don't, probably don't. Right? But it has to do a little... Oh, in these ones I see they talk... It's not like Chelek. Interesting. Chelek Beis, Ruben. It's in Chelek Beis. It's which unusual. Hilchas Pesach. So one of the rayas, the Shvus Yankov says, is from Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is Yerushalmi. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. In Tov Pei Hei, it's a one, I think it's one sif in Shulchan Aruch, it's based on Yerushalmi. Breaks Yerushalmi, brings Yerushalmi. Tough pay hey. Yeah, it's one halacha, right? That and Malav Malka is one halacha. Right? A guy made a shvua shul oichel matzah stam. In other words, the din is you can't be nishba levat la mitzvahs. I can't say I'm not going to eat matzah Pesach by now. But if you say I'm not going to eat Pesach matzah the whole year, migui that it's chal the rest of the year, that's called the shvua's koilo, is also that year. Therefore, he doesn't eat. In fact, the shvua's yankiv, let him eat a half a kazayas, at least to be yaitz in the midst of half a kazayas. And the big tain on him, the Chidah asks, is machoikis we shine him if there's an issa chatzi shir on shvua. Right? The Rambam holds there is, and the Ran says no, because chatzi shir is what the Torah asked, but what you asked, you only meant to ask a kazayas, not a less than a kazayas. But lemaisa we paskin like the Rambam, that you can't eat a half kazayas, at least a choishish for Rambam. So what's his taina? So it could be you could say some many gedolim did to answer this, but right now we're not going to go. But this is the shayla, okay? The shayla is, do you have to eat? So now let's first say over a arsameach. We've done this arsameach. Meir Simcha says, where do you know from shenema lo yeyachol that chatzis shir? Whatever the nafkaminas are for chametz bePesach, where do you see in the pasuk chatzis shir? Where did the Rambam get chatzis shir? So he says, Omer de Gavart, and we've used this Rav Meir Simcha for many things. He says that the pasuk that the Rambam brings is a pasuk that's written in Mitzrayim. The issue of eating chametz Mitzrayim. We have a few places. The Rambam brings a pasuk Mitzrayim. Now, we know that the Kvar Noida Shitas Rabbeinu Behilchas Malachim, we've done it, De Ein Shiurin Lebnei Noyach, right? B'nai Noach Dan of Shiur, right? Rambam says if a Ben Noach eats less than a shear, a kol shu of Avim and Achai, so Ben Noach is chayav misa for eating a kol shu. If he steals less than Shavput, the Rambam learns it's also that way there's no shiur. Zokter Advaz, why? Shashiurin halacha lomash misinai, and halacha misinai was not given to Akum, right? It was not given to Ben Noach. And we discussed the Chasam Sofer many times based on this Rambam. There's no din of bar mitzvah, meaning 13, by Ben Noach. It's tolling and das. There's no shiurin, because 13 is a shear. 13 is a shear. Okay, so there's no shiurin by them. So now, based on that, he says like this, the Ramea Simcha. Ramea Simcha says that this pasuk was given to us in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we still had a status of Bnei Noach. There was no halacha Moshe Mesinai. See, Taina is that when we were given the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Issa Chametz, so that Issa was a kol shehu. So even though later on we got halacha Moshe Sinai, they don't get punished. No malchus, no carbon, no, unless you have a shear. That's as far as the einish. But the Issa cannot change. It can't be that all of a sudden before Matan Torah, right, we were asati the chatzi shear of chametz, and after Matan Torah, meaning what's called the chatzi shear, less than kazayis, and after Matan Torah, let's say according to Reish Lakish, it will be mutati. Reish Lakish doesn't hold the chatzi shear. Must be the issa stays in place. Many gedolim explain a certain halacha. The Rabbi Meir Simcha himself in another place, he says that ktanim who are bnei das achayim in seven mitzvahs bnei noyach, because at the time before Sinai, let's say Kontar Chasam Sofer, a nine-year-old who's, right, if you cross the street under a red light, you'd give him a patch. So obviously he's a one-year-old you wouldn't give, a two-year-old you wouldn't give, right? But a kid, you know, or you'd punish him for cutting out of school. What are you cutting out? I'm a cotton. What do you want from me? No, you're cotton, but you're still, you have enough das to know that you don't do that, right? Rameya Sinch himself says, others, G'daylam also, we've said it over the years, that how could it be that Matan Torah, a nine-year-old, couldn't eat Eivim Achai, couldn't steal, couldn't murder, couldn't do this, couldn't do this. All of a sudden, they become more Kaddish. Oh, now I could steal. Cotton can be Mechal Shabbos. So the pshat is, it stays as it is. So even though Vada, if he eats Eivim Achai, he's not going to get killed like a Ben Noach, but still, he has the Issa. So that's the same thing over here. The Issa is the same Issa. That's what Meir Simcha says. Right? That's what Meir Simcha says. Now, similarly, I think we've mentioned over years, originally I found it in the Stipler's Ksavim. They have a sefer with the letters of Ksavim. Now they printed it as part of the Kibbutz Truvas of Rav Yashiv. It goes on the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, this Rav Yashiv writes him, the mitzvah Sipri Yitzisrayim, see in V'noig B'schom in the Kibbutz, that Gam Nashim Chayovis B'mitzvah Zuh. Women are also chayav in this mitzvah. Ubeminchas chinuch tama dahavale mitzvah seishas man gama. Why women chayav? Velo ashkeren psachim disrabel matzah. Mikrael the kol sheishu b'al toich chametz. Right, the Gemara says a hekesh between chametz and matzah. It's just like the chayav and chametz, chayav and matzah. Umenale le rabba sipri tzitzayim. I afeinu by senes is the rabbanon. That's the minchas chinuch question. So over the years we've said many truths. Avul Yashe says tzach loymar. The das achinuch, the mitzvah sipri tzrayim, meishach shach b'mitzvahs matzah, b'tnai gal v'zah mekor lezeh, lechem oini, yesh la'ayin. Ki l'chor b'mitzrayim, gam anoshim hischayvu b'kol mitzvah sh'oysa layla, ki oid lo nema hay klola shul mitzvahs asay shazman groma. Rak l'inin chiyuv matzah greida, ma'ar binim aloy seichol av chametz, mishum de chiyuv, achilas matzah greida, b'zman shekor esrabi, but anyway, he says he wants a taina, a similar vart, that since the mitzvah was given to Noshim, Bishas, that's what he says, it's Chiddush. There was no cloud yet of mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma is a special din. When did it start? So he's tining that just like the Meir Simcha says, Shirin started, which we know, only Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so too, let me just shut this, so too, the mitzvah of Sipri Tzrayim started the women of Potter only in Sinai, but till then they were chayv. It's a megdik chiddush. Im Kain, if you say this vart, the Ketanim already goes into Shalat if it's true what the Chasam Sofer says. That's a different Shalat. Just like to say that before Matan Torah is the Issa Chatzi Shir, the Issa on, let's not call it Chatzi Shir, it's not called, there's no Shirim. So there's no Shirim for eating Matzah too. And that would answer why there would be a mitzvah specific by Matzah. It could be other mitzvahs. There's no din of Chatzi Shir, but by Matzah, there was. That's a good point. Kopanim, my question is Azai. Was there a Chiv of Matzah in Mitzrayim? What did they eat? They ate matzah for the Karban Pesach. We know there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of matzah with the Karban Pesach. I mean, it's Pashit, but you know, and the Yeshiva Shevelt, it's said over Reb Chaim, Reb Litzel, the Avinezer says it. Let's go back a little, which I think we've talked about over the years. The Rush says that the reason, the Pashit is Pashat in the Rush. Pashit Pashat in the Rush says that Murr, you don't have to eat a Kazayas. Because it doesn't say in the Torah, eat Murr. It says, Al Matzah Sumerim Yochlu Hu. Yochlu goes on the Karban Pesach. With the Karban Pesach, you eat Murrim. So Murr could be less. Except since we have a bracha, Al Achilas Murr, it can't be less than Kazayas. And as the Mishnah says, Kazayas, Rosh says, it seems to say because of the bracha. But Midraisa, and as far as the Karban Pesach, can have even less. Nesivus, based on this, says if a person taka in those days where they didn't have the mirrors that we had, that sharp, if Kivega has a letter where somebody asks him, very hard to eat him, the mirror, he faints. He said, I guarantee if you do it, L'Shem Shemayim, it will not affect you at all. But those people, the Poilishes, I remember, he used to eat that crane like really, woo. He writes, from Kivega, I guarantee you. So the Nesivus says if a person is very difficult for him, he says, by the Kairach, for sure you don't have to, because the Kairach is Echel Karban Pesach, which we don't pass that, we eat a Kazayas. But he says, but even the Mara itself, eat less than a Kazayas, and make a bracha, not al Achilas Mara, al Mitzvahs Mara, which is also a Pella to Mechadash a bracha. Oh, so now, Shagasai asks many questions. One of the questions he asks is, the Gemara says there is a Shir for Matzah. So the Avinezer, Reb Chaim, Reb Itzel, they all say the same Torahs. The Shir of Matzah is Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. That's where you need a Kazayas. But the Matzah with the Karban Pesach, Taka is less than a Kazayas, just like the Mara could be less Kazayas, according to this Rush. If you say that's Pshat in the Rush. So I want to know is, was there a mitzvah of eating? The Gemara says that the Chiv of Matzah is only Bisman that there's a Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, where is it? How do you know Bisman is it? Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. One man says only when the time of Beis Hamikdash was a spaz permits to call Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. But Ein Achanami, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs much later. In Mitzrayim, maybe there was no mitzvah Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, unless Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs is the gilui that there always was. I don't know. But if you say that there was no mitzvah of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, the mitzvah was a Karban Pesach. That when we eat our matzah, we're not eating it because of Karban Pesach. The most you could say is the Afikoyman, which going to many Rishonim is Zeicher to the Karban Pesach. Okay, so maybe there you can eat less than the Kazayas. As far as the mitzvah matzah, that would be a big chiddush. The Chassam Sofer says, Rameh Simchas Vart, he says, even though Chatzi Shir Chametz, even Shalosha Chazitz Terufei, like the Kivega Noy Yehuda, he says, since it was given before Mount Torah, so he says a tam, it's Koyach HaDrush, Liyah Eslana Zikaron, Ki Hoitzi Asana B'choizik Yad, B'li Mitzvah Sumaisim Toivim Shekod Mulanu. In other words, the Hainu Nedainim Keben Noyach. And all we had was less than a shear. So the pshat is, Lachain Gamla Dairis. As long as we're nizer on any little thing, he says, Yelonu Lazikoran Kanal, Vizer Zocha Seyayim. He goes into the Psukim. But very nice, he says that the Indian of less than a shear is to remind us that we have to be careful in every little trit and schnit, right? Every little small little thing. And then the Rabbein Shem will bring us the Geula Takush, Mizrachi Geula. But he says the same thing as Rameh Simcha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.